Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. And tomorrow night, we will be on KCAL Channel 9.
Yeah, can't wait to go over to the brand new KCAL 9 studios, KCAL 9 and KCBS Channel 2. It's always fun to see Paul Majors and Pat Harvey and Glenn Walker and Jackie Johnson, man.
Yeah. All right, but it is 9 o'clock. That must mean the news, and it must mean Robin with the news, everybody.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
That's in my Mace. I was like, no, Mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking. From the 97.1 News Desk, here's Robin.
But I got some snow.
Yeah.
All right. What's in the news today, Rob?
Well, first, the sleepy Nashville-based cable channel focusing on rural America is about to deliver an unmistakable wake-up call to Music City.
What?
RFD-TV will announce they will simulcast Don Imus, weekday radio morning show Imus in the Morning, a move that should boost their current reach of 30 million homes to more than 50 million by the end of 2008.
Wow. So the people will hear the radio show over their television.
In fact, they will.
They won't see it, though.
It doesn't appear so.
Right.
No pun intended.
They won't see the eye man. They'll just hear
him. They'll hear his beautiful voice.
Right. Now, are you going to watch it, Robin, or listen to him?
You know, I think I'm going to sit that one out.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, here's a clip of Imus giving the farm report on the new show. I-33.
Imus, everybody.
Well, it's just after 3 minutes now after the hour. I am Imus in the Morning, and we are live on the radio on 77 WABC all over America. And on television, on RFD, doing the farm report, and I got the latest for you on corn, and corn is doing well, Chuck. And I think that's some good news. I mean, don't you think that's good news that corn is growing well? Good God Almighty! Wheat is cheap. I mean, they're practically giving it away for God's sake, and they're producing ethanol like Rutgers female basketball stars hitting free throws. My
Jesus
God!
Christ. Oh, geez. Here he comes.
I'm Imus in the Morning now. It's 5 minutes now after the hour.
Imus in the Morning, 66 WNBC.
They changed that, huh? To 77.
Well, that was the wrong jingle, you idiot! Goddamn moron!
I don't know if the show has the same appeal with him doing farm reports.
I don't think it does.
Yeah, I think he's got to be edgier. You know?
Yeah, nobody cares about the price of corn.
The ethanol and all of that. Right. Probably useful information, obviously critical information to the people who live and work there.
And even the people who do like the information, need the information on corn and wheat prices, he never even gave out the price.
Right. I think he said wheat was cheap and corn was up. And
like they're giving it away.
Yes. All right.
That's what he said.
That's exactly right.
Robin.
What else in the news today?
Well, Larry King says he is the victim of an insurance scam.
Uh-oh.
The CNN host claims that the Meltzer Group persuaded him to participate in highly complex life insurance transactions. The lawsuit says King bought a $10 million policy and was instructed to sell it right after it hit $550,000 for profit. And here we have exclusive audio of Larry trying to quickly unload this policy on an unsuspecting customer. L-27.
All right, L-27.
Bernstein residence, hello.
Hello, I'm calling for Mrs. Bernstein.
Speaking. Who is this?
Mrs. Bernstein, hello, this is Larry King.
Larry King? Oh, my God, why are you calling me? I thought people generally called you.
I'm calling you, Mrs. Bernstein, because there's been a rash, a scandal, a controversy surrounding insurance premiums. I myself was bilked out of millions and millions of dollars, and they're targeting seniors like you and me, Mrs. Bernstein.
Go on.
I want to prevent it from happening to you, so I'd like to sell you some life insurance right here, right now, that will never get you into any trouble, I swear, as long as you live.
That sounds reasonable. Now, is this the kind of insurance? Well, if nothing happens to me, I get the premium back, because in most of the situations, they get their premiums back if they're in good health and I'm in very good health.
Not in this situation, Mrs. Bernstein. When your premium comes in, We take it to Nate Niles and we eat it.
If you're really Larry King, you'll know who's on the Larry King show tonight.
On the show tonight, we focus almost exclusively on the conflict in Iraq with our special guest, Norman Schwarzkopf, our very own Wolf Blitzer from CNN, and Wilma Valderrama for the full hour, only on CNN.
All right.
Mr. King, sign me up.
Oh, you got a customer
Big
there.
Big sale there.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, that's how the Larry King show is. They just book a panel, and whatever the subject is, you know, they all just, Wilmer Valderrama, he'll chime in on Iraq.
Right.
You know.
But who sells their life insurance policies? I mean, especially at that age. You can't get another one at that age, can you?
I don't think so. No,
I think when you're 80, you can pick up a life insurance policy for, $80 a month.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I think it's hundreds of thousands of dollars a year at that point.
I could get one now, right?
Sure, you can get one. Yeah, you're 35.
A real good one, too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They do look at weight, cholesterol.
Yeah, but still, my premium would be real. I'm 30. My heart
you're 35.
My heart's fine. It's been checked.
Right. All right, so. You're fine. Yeah, you could get one. Why would you get one, though?
But, you know, like for, I don't know.
Who are you going to give the money to?
Yeah, see, I really
Your
don't
dogs?
Know anybody to leave the money to. But what could I get? Could I get, I mean, just I'm thinking out loud. Could I get $1 million?
$1 million? Yeah, sure.
For how much a month?
Probably about $150, $200 a month. Maybe less than that.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe less. Maybe like $40.
Will they tax the million when I croak? Like my beneficiary?
You know, you could. You can get a term life insurance policy where you put in for 20 years every month. And if you don't die, they give you all your money back.
One of those I have.
All right. All right. What else in the news, Robin?
Well, risky business star Rebecca De Mornay was arrested by Beverly Hills PD the night before Halloween. Yes. Cops say they pulled over the once young and beautiful actress around 10:30 p.m. for an unknown traffic violation, and they immediately detected an odor of alcoholic beverages.
No.
Here is audio of the formerly sexy, risky business star getting pulled over. R97.
All right. We're getting pulled over for a DUI. You got to watch Beverly Hills, man. It's unbelievable.
She was so sexy in Risky Business.
Oh, yeah, no
kidding. Man.
Ma'am, you were swerving all over the road. Step out of the car, please.
Step out! Like, young man, I have places to be. Don't you know who I am?
Are you someone famous?
Am I someone famous? My foot, of course I am.
Who are you, B. Arthur?
Oh, my... How dare you, young man?
Are you Greta Garbo?
Greta... Hello, have you ever heard of me? Rebecca De Mornay? Hello, Risky Business, ring a bell?
Oh, did you play the mom?
No, I played no such mom. I was the hot, young, gorgeous call girl escort that everyone was in love with. Get off me. Let me on my way back to the home now.
Oh, back to the home. Now, speaking of, I don't want this to be a Rebecca De Mornay film festival, but I think the film that she did most recently that I loved, which we talked about on Halloween night, Identity. That is a great movie. Jerry shrugs his shoulders like it's not a great movie. But if you want to see Tim, if you want to see a really...
Identity?
If you want to see you and Jen want to see a really scary movie...
We do.
Make sure...
How'd you know?
Well, make sure Sophia's asleep or in the other room. Rent or purchase Identity and put Identity in the DVD player. Turn the lights out. Get some Skittles. And get ready to get scared. And Rebecca De Mornay is in that movie, and there are so many great scenes in that movie.
She is. You can also see her naked if you go to Google image search. Yeah, and you put in her name. It's Rebecca R-E-B-E-C-C-A, and then De Mornay is D-E new word M-O-R-N-A-Y, and she's like naked on top of this dude. Wow. Look at that.
Yeah, Rebecca De Mornay, third dimension right now.
Jesus. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, finally. Meatloaf has canceled a European tour after developing a cyst on his vocal cords.
I thought he quit the other night. I'm getting confused.
I think the investor said the show must go on, so they had him go back out there. But he is off again. The 56-year-old rocker will have 4 to 6 weeks of vocal therapy before the doctors decide whether he needs surgery. And in the interim, producers are going to continue the tour with their fill-in performer, T23.
They're not telling anybody who this is. They just have a guy who looks like Meatloaf.
They just want someone who fits the costume at this point.
And they're singing the,
for the European tour.
The European tour.
Yeah, the Europeans won't know any different. They're playing the music really loud, and the guy's kind of just in a Meatloaf costume. I can see how they could pull it off.
All right, the replacement for Meatloaf, everybody.
Though it's cold and lonely in the deep, dark night, I can see paradise by the dashboard lights. Come on, show me your act, dear.
You got
I'm
it,
flashing
Professor.
The lights on the board, dear.
Ooh, here you go, Tom.
Yes. Yes. Here you go, darling.
Replacement for Meatloaf, everybody.
The show always ends with pyrotechnics there.
Yeah. All right.
Also, 15 minutes after.
Now, do you like Meatloaf, Robin?
I liked him when I was a younger lady. I was very into Meatloaf.
See, now, how about the meal Meatloaf? You enjoy that?
No, I don't like
that. I'll have it every once in a while.
You know what I really like? Jerry has it. It's the 6-minute version of I Would Do Anything for Love. That 6-minute version, the short version of I Would Do Anything for Love is a great song. But that 12-minute version that Randy Wang likes to play all the time is just god-awful.
Randy Wang, man. Yeah,
this is the regular one, you know.
It is Meatloaf, and he would do anything for love, but he won't do that.
And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back.
I like that song.
I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact.
All right.
Come on, Tim.
I don't know. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, no, that's what's happening.
All right. The news with Robin, everybody.
Bobby, with the news.
All right.
Let's duet something. What's a song that you and I could do? Could you do Money Talks by AC/DC?
I don't know any songs, man.
Ah.
Especially male-to-male duets. But like pretty light on those.
No, but like two rocker dudes?
Nah, I don't really know songs that well.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
All right, let's, Steve. Steve and Colton, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I got a little problem with you.
Right.
I think I saw you earlier today, and...
Where was I?
Right outside of CBS Television City. I was working the picket line. I'm actually a writer on Rules of Engagement.
All right.
I think you crossed the line. With your daughter?
That's actually true.
Why are you with us,
Did you cross the line today?
Yeah. I mean, that is it's right around 5:30.
Yeah, about then.
That's exactly right. All right. Yeah, thanks for calling and busting my balls. No, this is what happened. I took my daughter across the picket line. And I didn't drive across. I didn't drive into CBS. I walked.
Ooh.
Because I had made an appointment 2 weeks ago at CBS Studios on Beverly and Fairfax.
Right.
And the appointment was they were running a health fair clinic.
Oh, boy.
And they check your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your height, your weight,
so this wasn't like for a job or anything.
No, it's not for a job. It's just to see if I'm dying.
Oh.
And I pulled up, and both entrances were closed because they were picketing.
Right. Well, they probably had the area cordoned off, kind of.
Well, they let a few cars in, a few cars out, but I didn't want to wait. I didn't want to cross the picket line. So I pulled over on Beverly and got out of the car and walked across the picket line.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
But it wasn't to get a job, you idiots. It was to go in and see if my cholesterol's through the roof.
And how is your cholesterol?
Not so great. My blood pressure's fine. My glucose is fine. My height and weight is average. Everything is fine, but when it comes to my cholesterol, it's 300.
Well, that's even higher than mine is.
300. 301, I believe it was.
I'm not even 301.
I know. High cholesterol, man.
You know what I would get a second opinion on that because...
No, it's pretty high. I remember because I stopped taking the cholesterol medication.
Oh, that's right. You know what? They gave me medication. I never took it.
Yeah. I knew it was going to be high because it was high last year, and I didn't do anything to improve it, so
right.
It's going to be high again.
Right, and it's only going to get higher.
300.
Yeah, you better get on
I'm
that.
I'm dying.
I mean, far be it from me. I mean, I'm not a doctor.
And I ain't a doctor.
But I would get...
I'm going to try to do it a natural way before I go with the medication, though.
Well, why don't you just run a mile a day? That'd take your cholesterol way down.
I walk a lot with my daughter. I take her out every day. We go walking through the malls.
How about before the walk, daddy runs for a mile.
I ain't running. I'd rather get in a box and go to Forest Lawn than run a mile every day.
So would I.
Yeah, running is just, it's ludicrous, especially in Los Angeles with how bad the air is. It's not very good for you to run.
In your neighborhood, you could run.
It's not very good to run on the streets along the side of the cars.
Why am I looking at Christmas commercials?
What?
Damn it!
Almost Christmas.
No, it is not almost Christmas. It's not even almost Thanksgiving. Why am I looking at Christmas commercials?
Those aren't Christmas commercials. It's a winter commercial.
No, that's a Christmas commercial.
There's no nothing Christmas about that. It's Puffs. Oh yeah, I guess there's a Santa, a snowman.
I am sick and tired of this. I really am.
Every year it makes you crazy.
But, Tim, every year it gets pushed back a day. Like, you know, last year it was probably November 7th. This year it's November 6th. But I noticed right after Halloween, even before Halloween, you go to the, you know, Rite Aid or something, and they would have Christmas things out there. It's ridiculous. Listen.
Hey, Christmas is fun, good time for the kids.
Yeah, I know it is, dude. I was a kid, and I enjoyed it.
How does somebody get down on Christmas?
I'm not down on Christmas. Stop before you attack me and distort my position. Here's what I'm going to say. You know, the book of Ecclesiastes, and I know that you're a good Catholic.
Yes, sir.
Says there's a time and a place for everything.
Right.
And there is a time and a place for everything. There's a time for Halloween. There's a time to celebrate Thanksgiving and give thanks. There's a time to celebrate the birth of Jesus and celebrate Christmas. We don't have to do all of these things now simultaneously. Everybody's doing everything at the same time. You're putting up Christmas lights while you're buying turkeys for your Thanksgiving crowd. It's ridiculous. Let's do Halloween. Let's have 2 weeks, if we can, of nothingness. Let's get the turkey going. And then after the turkey, if you want to start buying Christmas gifts, go ahead and do it. But it is ridiculous. And to play music like this is absolutely ridiculous. People with their bells and they're ringing the thing and they want you to keep
going. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy and cozy, are we? We're snuggled up together like the birds off the feather.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be on KCAL Channel 9, 8:30, 9:30, and 10:30.
Sir.
And that was Sam Phillips.
Sir.
Bill in Orange County on 97.1.
Hey, I talked to the other execs. This is Bill here. Hey. Everything's a go. We'll go on Monday, okay?
Not sure what you mean.
Strike.
I talked to the other execs at Two and a Half Men. You start on Monday for the writing gig.
Is that right?
Oh, you got it. Test. Yeah. You know. Hey. Don't say anything more. Congratulations.
Yeah. Don't say it on the air, dude.
Come on over this weekend. We'll spend some of the internet money. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And Paul Likas, quit calling about writing for Ghost Whisperer. He's not going to sign her rack. All right. Leave Jennifer Love Hewitt alone.
Okay. I'm not. I wonder if they're still doing Two and a Half Men. You know, some show. Oh, God damn it!
Did you cut yourself?
Yeah. Jerry,
please. He cut himself, Jerry. We don't laugh at that. Adults don't laugh at that.
I'm cool. Hey, you know, there are some shows that have shut down, like that Christine, the New Adventures of Old Christine,
right? With
totally shut down.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, right?
Yeah.
Shut her down. Well, they have no writers. I mean, what else are they going to do?
I guess they got to shut her down. Shut it down.
Yeah, man.
Derek in Arcadia, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Conway, what's up, buddy?
Hey, dude.
Hey, you're talking about your cholesterol.
Yeah, it's a 300.
What was that infomercial you were doing on the weekends there, that RTLS or whatever?
Nah, it's Rescue 1250.
An LDLX.
You're a big believer in that, huh?
Yeah, my cholesterol when I was doing that. Oh, hold on 1 second.
His phone's ringing. Hold on, please. I got to go through this again.
Hold on. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. Ryan. Right. No, I had the under. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I owe you $1,000. You got to stop calling me during the show, though. All right. I'm going to get my ass kicked here.
Come on, Tim.
Okay. I'll give you $1,000 Thursday. Nate Nowes. 2 p.m.
Nate Niles.
All right, see you later. Jesus Christ.
2 o'clock, Nate Niles. Oh, my God.
I tell you, I've never bet with a bookie who calls you, like, at 9:30 at night.
When wants, he knows you're a broadcaster.
Wants money.
When he knows, this would be like calling Paul Major's cell phone at 10 minutes
Jesus
after
Christ.
11 o'clock tonight.
All right, I'm sorry, Derek. Sorry about that, dude.
I was wondering, can you recommend a lawyer while I get you on the phone here?
Yeah, you need a good lawyer? What do you got? What kind of case?
Never mind, buddy. I was just trying to bust your heart.
All right, don't bust my balls. Bill in Anaheim, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, the one guy already said
that's how Tom would laugh if he got hit in the head. If Tom got hit in the head with like a brick or something, the laugh would come out like this.
All right, sorry, Bill, you're back on the air.
Okay. Yeah, I heard from a wise man a long time ago about that Rescue 1250. It's good for your cholesterol.
Yeah.
See, I just looked at the website, and they're selling the Rescue 1250, the N3, the Omega 3.
Right, that was the big one, yeah.
But they're not selling the LDLX anymore. I haven't done that show in a couple of years.
You guys used to sell it together, right?
But my cholesterol, honest to God, it did come down on that stuff, but I don't see the LDLX offered anymore.
Yeah, the other ingredients, if you just want to do it like with generic brands.
Like a non-statin?
No. You use red yeast rice. You can buy that at a vitamin shop or GNC.
Right. You better get on it, Tim.
Is that a statin or a non-statin?
It's a natural statin. Red yeast rice is a natural statin.
Right.
That's what was in your 1250 and your LDL.
Right. And then along with omega-3s?
And Carlton is one of the best fish oils. It's the same one that makes it for your...
Did that bring your cholesterol down?
Yes, it does.
From what?
It was like 250 down to like 190.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, mine went from 297 down to 198.
Wow.
Yeah, 198.
Yeah, you used to say that on the air. That's remarkable. You got to get back into that, dude.
All right.
You can buy, Carlton is just a brand of fish oil that's really good. That's the real pure...
Yeah, man.
Tim will get confused. Carlton is also cigarettes,
right,
so be
thanks.
Careful,
yeah,
Tim.
Yeah, I'm going to smoke the oil. All right, please.
Be careful, though.
All right, Sam in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, hey, next time, they kind of hit on the thing. I was going to ask about that, too, about the commercial that you did. But next time Brian can't make it, you got to give me a call. I can come in, I can just go. Remember, I was the guy who did the, can I get some snow? Can I get some snow?
Oh, that's you. Yeah.
Oh, you could do that impression. Yeah, you do a very good impression of that guy.
Let's hear it.
That's about it, though. I could just sit there and do that
every
time. Could I get some snow?
Could I get some snow?
Well, I tell you what. If you come in when I'm out, and I'll be sure to let you know when it's when and if it...
it's going
to
happen. But I think doing can I get some snow all night is a little light.
Well, this is why I want to prep him. I want to prep him on other things, like learn to talk like your normal voice, which you have a fine speaking voice. Just talk about other things. Just have lighthearted conversation. And then when there's an opening to do a voice, then just go for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that sounds great to me, man.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Come on in, probably tomorrow or Thursday.
No, I'm going to be here.
John in West Hollywood, you're on the air.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
All right.
Hi, John.
Hi. I got a screenplay. You think it's a better time to sell it than not at this point?
I think it probably is.
Really?
Yeah. A better time? It's a better time?
It's a better time than not.
Well, a better time than when there's no writer's strike.
Right.
You think, really?
I think it is, but I
but then don't you become a scab?
I think if you get caught, I think if you get caught doing that, though, the union really gets down on you. I don't think you can belong to the union at that point, and then your career is over.
Well, you know what I think could happen? Here's the upside. Here's the way upside. The way upside is this, John. There's a writer's strike.
Guild.
Yeah, writer's guild strike. The WGA is striking. You, as a scab, sell an unbelievable screenplay that you've written. You sell it now while the writers are on strike. It goes into the movie theaters. Strike's over. It goes into the movie theaters. They get actors. It makes, $500 million. It wins Academy Awards. You would ultimately be denied the Lifetime Achievement Award and would be forever remembered as a scab. It'd be the first line in your obituary. Mm. Do you want that?
You are so right. That would be such a drag. Forget about it. I am not sending the thing in.
I would try to wait, too. I mean, listen, if you're a good writer, you're going to sell it after the strike.
All right.
I mean, I wouldn't take advantage. We thank you for calling. I wouldn't take advantage of the fact that the strike is happening to, you know, try to get in there. I don't know anybody who started working as a scab and continues to work after the strike.
Right. Well, sometimes in the supermarkets they do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, sometimes supermarket workers, replacement, they prefer the term, I've interviewed them, they prefer the term replacement worker.
Right.
So when the replacement workers come in and it's time for the unionized employees to return, sometimes they hire some of the replacement workers and make them union members. But you know what? It's a very frigid relationship at first between the non-union workers.
Johnny in Redondo Beach, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
All right, what do you got?
Hey, listen, forget about the Writers Guild. Let's find out about Robin. She sounds hot.
Yeah, she is.
Hey,
all right.
Mile, 23 minutes off.
All right. At 10 o'clock, we're going to have Eric Dubin on. He has written a brand new book. He's going to be on the Today Show, I think.
Is he really?
Yeah, he got like Today Show. I mean, it's unbelievable.
See, what we're forgetting when we mention Eric Dubin, we mention books in Today Show, we forget that this is the guy who did what the state of California couldn't do. He found Robert Blake responsible for the death of Bonnie Lee Bakley.
Yeah. He's written a book called Star Chamber, all about how celebrities never go to prison. And the lawyers, the great lawyers that get them off. So he'll be with us from 10 to 11 tomorrow. We'll be on from 8 to 11 at KCAL. 8:35, 9:35, and 10:35 will be on television. So we got to get some rest tonight.
Yeah, I get some rest, man.
All right, man.
Yeah, man.
There you go, man.
All right, then.
And you'll see Brian Whitman tomorrow on TV. Look at that.
Yes, you will, Tim.
Right.
Why are you laughing at the thought of me on television?
I'm just saying. You get TV time.
Yeah, so do you, my friend.
All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. Eric Dubin will be on at 10 o'clock to talk about his new book called The Star Chamber.
Yeah, I'd call him superstar attorney Eric Dubin. I'd call him in the galaxy of stars, in the galaxy of stars, of attorney stars. There's Gloria Allred and the great Robert Shapiro, and there's, of course, the great Johnny Cochran and Eric Dubin and Alan Dershowitz, and there's so many. Who was the guy who used to defend Michael Jackson? Who was Weitzman? Was it Mr. Weitzman used to defend Michael Jackson all the time?
I don't know. Here's something that's going to affect you, dude.
Oh.
Almost 5 million Totino's and Gino's frozen pizzas are being recalled.
Oh, I got it.
Because the pepperoni might be contaminated with E. coli.
Oh, I got to get out of here.
General Mills owns Totino's.
Oh, no.
And Gino's brand.
Oh.
And said the recall affects 414,000 cases of pizza products.
Oh, no.
Currently in stores, and all similar pizza products that might be in consumers' freezers, each case contains 12 pizzas.
Oh, that's a lot of... Oh, it's the it's like a rectangle, right?
No, I think that the Gino's are the small, cheap brand of pizzas.
What did my mom...
I give those to my daughter all the time. I can't believe they're being recalled.
Yeah, we used to have, when I was a kid, it was a... This is going to drive me crazy now. When I was a kid, you could come home. This is even before we had a microwave oven. You could put them in a toaster oven. And they were... each piece was a rectangle. And there were like four pizzas. But you'd just
A triangle?
No, literally a rectangle. Hmm. And you'd pull it out and you'd break... It was frozen. You'd break it in half.
Like Stouffer's?
It wasn't as high-end as Stouffer's. No. And, gosh, what was the name of that? And it didn't even look like a slice of pizza. It was just like a rectangle, but it tasted really good.
The possible E. coli contamination was uncovered by the state and federal authorities investigating 21 E. coli-related illnesses. Wow. General Mills said 9 of the 21 people reported having eaten Totino's or Gino's pizza with pepperoni.
Only the pepperoni, Tim?
Yeah, the pepperonis. Stay away from those pepperonis, man. That you'll know if you have it. If you have yourself a Gino's pizza and you got that E. coli, you'll know it.
Jesus Christ.
Is that what's going to happen?
Oh, yeah. That's the least of your problems is going to be that. All right, real quickly, the five ugliest women on the planet.
Hold on, let me try this. No, don't throw this away. The five ugliest women on the planet that we know, because I saw a chick at Ralph's the other night.
Here's the not so sexy list.
All right, because I don't know her name.
All right.
Is chick at Ralph's on the list?
No, but these are celebrities.
Okay. Can I please try?
Yeah. These are the not so sexy list. The least sexiest women in show business. I'll give you number five.
All right.
Work our way up to number one.
Okay.
Britney Spears.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree with that.
Number four. Take a guess. Singer. Are you a singer who's an actress?
Lindsay Lohan?
Are you an actress who is a singer or
she's
a singer who's an actress?
Lindsay Lohan's beautiful.
No, it's not Lindsay Lohan.
Is it Paris Hilton?
No. It's a singer.
Carrie Underwood?
No.
Because she's cute.
It's a singer.
Carrie Underwood's a singer, jerk. Why do you do this to me tonight?
Yeah, but Paris Hilton's not a singer.
All right, but Carrie Underwood is a singer.
Who did Larry King say that about? Are you a singer who's an actress or an actress who's a singer?
To Cher.
Madonna.
Oh, Madonna. Same thing.
All right, Madonna. All right, number three. Actress.
Okay.
I'll give you your first name. You'll never even get her last name, I don't think.
Okay.
Sandra.
Oh, it would never be Bullock because she's beautiful.
Sandra. Last name sounds like a letter. Sandra.
Sandra O.
That's exactly right.
She's Asian.
Yes, not so attractive, I guess. I thought she was pretty hot. What about number two is also a singer? The five not-so-sexy women on the planet.
Hmm. She's also a singer.
She is a singer.
Is it? Would that be the spot then for...
First name is Amy.
Amy Grant?
No.
Oh, Amy Winehouse.
That's exactly right. All right, and then we'll give something away here. Do we have any giveaways tonight?
I'd love to win something. I mean, all I've done here.
Gina, do we have any giveaways tonight?
Unfortunately, we don't.
Oh, you'll make something up, Gina.
All right.
I'll make it worth their while.
Yeah, baby.
All right, how about this? An autographed jock card from Brian Whitman. Why not?
You're a piece of work.
Why not, dude?
I'll do whatever you want me to
Real quickly, the not-so-sexy, the top not-so-sexy woman in show business. It's an autographed picture of Brian Whitman.
Is it Katherine Hellman from Who's the Boss?
No. 520-9710-888-520-9710. The not-so-attractive woman.
B. Arthur.
In show business. No. It's a relatively young woman. I think she's only maybe 39, 40, 41 years old.
Ooh, and she's on this list?
And she's on this list. Whoever guesses it correctly gets an autographed picture of Brian Whitman.
Jesus Christ.
I don't...
All right, let's just go with Alvin real quick. Alvin and the Chipmunks. Who is it?
Yeah, I just tuned in. I don't know if anybody said Liza Minnelli yet.
Who?
Liza Minnelli.
Is that Liza's sister?
Liza, yeah.
Okay.
Her.
No, that's not her. Sorry, buddy.
But that's a good guess, although...
Liza with a Z goes...
I did meet Liza Minnelli as a child. She autographed something for me. I had a five-minute... conversation with her.
Is that right?
Yes, I did. Did I ever tell you that story? You know what? I'm not going.
Where'd you meet her?
No, you know what? You have to promise.
Did you meet her? Where'd you meet her?
You have to promise not to play snores, not to interrupt. Like
How
you
long
do
is the story?
With all of the stories. It's a relatively quick story.
All right. Liza's. All right. Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Will you be respectful of the story?
Maybe.
Dude, you're gay.
Okay, it's not good enough. I need 100%.
Did you meet her at a Barry Manilow concert?
I need 100% from everybody that they're going to respect the story.
I don't know. Did you meet her?
Come on, you can respect
Did you meet her at Barry Manilow?
No, here's what happened. My mom
Elton John?
One more interruption will be regarded as a...
As a Scott Shannon stop? Where you don't tell the story? All right, real quickly, go ahead. Let's hit it. We got to take a quick break.
I was about... nine, or I think I was about 8 years old. And my mom, who I love more than anything in the world, took me to see, along with my dad, of course, but it was my mom, my dad wasn't there. They took me to see Death of a Salesman on Broadway when it starred Dustin Hoffman. There was a very short period of time in the early 1980s. That's it.
Amir in Northridge on 97.1. Who's the ugliest woman?
Sarah
Jessica Parker.
That's exactly right. Hold on one second. Get yourself an autographed photo of Brian Whitman.
We now stop.
Thank God we didn't have to hear that one. All right, folks. When we come back, Eric Dubin is with us. He's written a brand new book. He's going to be all over the place doing publicity. It's called Star Chamber, How Celebrities Get Off, and They Don't Ever Spend Time in Prison. No major celebrities ever spent time in prison. And Eric Dubin will tell you why, and he probably has some legal advice for you. Pretty cheap, too.
Yeah,
maybe
man.
You get what you pay for here. Who knows? All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show tomorrow on a KCAL all night, 8:35, 9:35, and 10:35. And we'll come back with Eric Dubin. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, Tim.
How you doing?